Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The CSO dealt with at least 5 incidents or different incidents. One included an express kidnapping, an anti-Semitic event, a missing person, a medical emergency, even a vehicle accident, all while still doing their usual Shabbat security patrols. With concern and speculation rising in the community, I'm joined now by Liron Sanders. He's the CEO of CSO, to unpack what happened and how it was resolved, also what it means going forward. Liron, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Can you start by giving us a clear picture of what unfolded Friday afternoon?
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for having me again. Look, I think a clear picture is still not even clear in our minds. We've spent a lot of time understanding the incident and unpacking it. We spent 3 hours last night with the team just trying to understand exactly the chain of events. But ultimately what happened is at about 3 o'clock, 2:30, I think was more close to the time, actually someone was involved in an express kidnapping from within one of our communal areas.
Okay, just hold on a minute. To me, that sounds like a Starbucks drive-thru. It actually sounds pretty cool, this whole express kidnapping thing, but it probably isn't. What is an express kidnapping?
So I think what's important to understand is the difference between an express kidnapping and a kidnapping. An express kidnapping is people kidnapping a person for a short period of time to extort them out of money from their banking cards and banking apps as quickly as possible before dropping them off. So it's for a very short period. It's targeted at quick financial gain in a short period of time versus a normal kidnapping, which would be someone being held for ransom.
Apologies for that. Okay, so it is really not about kidnapping. It's just about robbery. It's about accessing funds.
Correct. In a short period of time.
Okay, so this is now happening. Then carry on with what happened.
So this happened. Obviously, from our side, we deployed teams into various different areas to try understand where this person was. Again, from a CSO perspective, our mission statement is protecting Jewish life and the Jewish way of life. So what do we really care about at this point of time? We care about getting that person back. That's the key essence of our mission. We generally actually not after the suspects, we're not after the criminals, we're after that kidnapped person and trying to get them back to safety. It was about a four and a half hour long operation, which eventually landed up in us getting the victim back and safely returning him home. Obviously, as this transpired, a few other incidents took place that were within our scope of work that we had to deal with as well. But that's part of the territory, and thankfully we have an amazing team who made it all happen.
So let's just go back to this express kidnapping. 5 suspects were arrested. Does that indicate a strong collaboration between various security organizations? Was the were the SAPS involved? How did this collaboration work?
So, look, I think what's very important is I don't believe any security company could do this alone. Definitely at the CSO, we've got tools, capability, skills to do a lot, but we need support wherever we can get it. So in this instance, it was really a major security operation across the board. And thankfully, over the past few years, we've been working very hard on our relationships with security partners. So the operation included the SAPS, the SAPS Community in Blue, or CPF, their volunteer division, 24/7 security, CAP security, and a whole bunch of other security companies, really all joined forces. We all collaborated together on the ground. The operation was a massive one across multiple different security companies, agencies, the police, to actually achieve the goal that we achieved.
And the fact that these 5 suspects were arrested, that indicates some form of a syndicate. Does that reduce the concern, or is there still a concern around these express kidnappings?
Look, what's fantastic is all five suspects involved in this group of the syndicate were arrested, which is fantastic. So this cell per se has been arrested, which is absolutely phenomenal. The problem is, and if I look at a previous example, everyone talks about the Rolex gang, the people who steal Rolex watches. There's been about 10 different Rolex gangs that have been arrested over time. So
Right.
people pick up on a trend, criminals pick up on a trend, and they jump on the bandwagon and they learn the trade and they copycat the trade. So although this syndicate of this cell of express kidnappers has been arrested, obviously there's still that enticement from the criminal world to copycat and duplicate it again.
So, Yaron, you've called for calm vigilance rather than panic. Practically, what does that vigilance actually look like for the average community member?
Look, again, it's hard to say, and I could talk about it for hours, but understanding that as soon as you leave your home, your workplace, or any environment you deem as a safe zone, your levels of alertness and awareness really need to take a level up. You shouldn't be on your phone while you're walking in the streets to your car. If you're going to the bank, you should be extra aware. As soon as you're in a shopping center, understanding what's taking place in your surroundings, it's understanding everyone within your bubble of safety and something that should make you feel uncomfortable. If you're picking up a parcel from a shop or a friend or someone's house, don't park outside and talk on the street. Rather go inside the house behind the closed gate, get the parcel, and then leave and make sure the gate closes. It's small little things, just understanding that as soon as you're on the street, as much as we don't want to put fear into people's eyes, crime is a real thing and we need to be aware of it.
Yes.
So we just need to lift our level of awareness.
Just do you have any sense over the last couple of months how many of these express kidnappings have taken place within our areas? Is there, do you have that information?
I don't have the exact information. I'm not mistaken. From what we were discussing in our debriefs, this is the third type of express kidnapping the CSO has been aware of from within the community this year. So,
Okay. All
although
right.
th three, three sounds like a lot, but three over 9 months, thankfully, is one every 3 months. So it's not terrible, but they are happening more and more often. And hopefully, again, with our collaborative security efforts in our predominant areas, hopefully we are driving these syndicates out of our areas.
That obviously is important. Finally, looking ahead at times of uncertainty like this, people do look to organizations like the CSO for reassurance. What's your message to the community today?
Message is reach out and ask advice. I think I was on the radio on Monday. I gave our details at cso.org.za, info@cso.org.za. Really, if there's something concerning, you're uncomfortable, rather reach out, ask the questions, call our emergency number. There's no silly questions. We are here to help. And we're busy working on a webinar or an awareness seminar for the community and anyone who wants to join to try and give them some core skills in awareness. So that's the message.
Okay, and you'll look out for that. Leron Sanders, thank you as always for making yourself available to us to provide that information.